thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Conga. Count here. WFMU East Orange with the Nightcaps and Wildcat. We heard Andy Dio and Satellite. The Valiants before that did Wild Party. That goes out to Larry Fisher. That's through All Slide Whistle Records. The High Tomes, Weeping Willow Rock. We opened it up with the Thunder Rocks and Rampage. Anyway, all by myself again today. I gave the radio family the summer off. Loud and Loathsome. So we can fit in a lot of records, not much talk. We got a lot of things to do today. I finally found my request list. And we got, let's see, our Hillbilly Hangover today will be country music's response to rock and roll. And our Blues Hangover will be the blues response to the twist. Working overtime on those theme sets, folks. And let's see, we got a little bit of knuckleheads in the news. I don't know if we're going to get a vibe report or not. I don't know what the phone situation here is. And we got a really retarded bomb and all kinds of great rock and roll records, many of which I've never heard before. No one has. We recorded them yesterday. Anyway, let's kick it off. We got one here by a little Jewish fellow with a Mexican name who sounds black, Little Julian Herrera on the Starla label.
Cat comes on like Godzilla.
Well, the old jukebox was throwing out the beat. The cats and the gators were moving their feet. The tune they were playing was right in the groove. And I'm telling you, man, they were starting to move. Then all of a sudden, standing in the door were three shaggy bums that we'd never dug before. They said as we started to give them the heave, let me play one crazy before we leave. And they were rocking, they were rocking, they were rocking and rolling with the real gone crazy beat. The man, the way they started was something to see. Two drums and a trumpet and 88 keys. That cat on the ivory was giving them the sock. The skin and the horn had started to rock. We stood flat-footed, our eyes on a stem. We dug the music, looked straight at them. We said, who are you fellas, and where do you hang your hat? They said, we're three Georgies, they call the Alley Cats, and they were rocking. Yeah, they were rocking. They were rocking and rolling with a real gone crazy beat. The joint went wild as the night grew old, but time didn't matter cause we rocked and rolled. The moon went down, the stars did too. We kept on dancing the whole night through. I'm a telling you, man, and you can bet your hat that we got a date Saturday with those Alley Cats, and we'll be rocking. We'll be rocking. We'll be rocking and rolling with a real gone crazy beat. Yeah, we'll be rocking.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Now, three monkeys sat in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the other, now listen, you two, there's a certain rumor that can't be true, that man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, starved her baby, and ruined her life. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And you never known a mother monk to leave the babies with others to bone, or pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And another thing you will never see, a monkey built a fence around a coconut tree and let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monkeys to come and taste. Why, if I put a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do, go out at night and get on a stew. Or use a gun, a club, or knife to take another monkey's life. Yes, man descended the worthless bum, but brothers, from us he did not come. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Well, oh honey, I'm in love with you. Baby, you know it's true. Honey, I'm crazy over you, over you, over you. I saw you walking down the street. You had long hair and you looked so sweet. I asked you, baby, where can we go? He says, honey, to a rock and roll show. So well, we rocked that day and we rocked that night. Baby, you're just right. Honey,
walking down the street. You had long hair and you looked so sweet. I asked you, baby, where can we go? He says, Ronnie,
boom, boom,
to a rock and roll show. So well, we rocked that day and we rocked that night. Baby, you're just right. Honey, I'm in love with you.
Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
She's got it upstairs, she's got it downstairs, and she's got it on her balcony. That's why I call my belle gal, oh, my baby, sweet dear. She's really can rock, she really can roll like a steamer on a stormy sea. Duck on your soul, gal, let it roll. Hey, now, my baby, 3D. Oh, I don't need no glasses to see what she's putting down. Cause when she starts to shake that thing, well, my love comes tumbling down. Well, I'm telling you guys, stop winking your eyes, cause I've got her under lock and key. Talk on your soul, gal, let it roll. Now, my baby, 3D. Now she's got it upstairs, and she's got it downstairs, and she's got it on a balcony. That's why I call mine Mel Gal. Hey, now, my baby, 3D. Yes, she really can rock. She really can roll. Like a steamer on a stormy sea. Dunk on your soul, gal. Let it roll. Hey, now, my baby. Oh, I don't need no glasses. No, not to see what she's putting down. Cause when she starts to shake that thing, my love comes tumbling down. Well, I'm telling you guys, stop winking your eyes, cause I've got her under lock and key. Talk on your soul, gal, let it roll. Oh, now, my baby, 3D, 3D. Oh, my baby's 3D.
What's wrong with the cart deck now?
Start.
heart, maybe. You never get a week here where something doesn't break down. That didn't work. Hot damn. Tamales. Should I stop?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Does anybody know if those horrible Christians are back on the air? I saw a box of festering, rotting donuts downstairs, and that's usually the sign that they're here. Filthy shixes. Anyway, I'm the Hound. WFMU East Orange. With Terry Daly, You Don't Bug Me. Before that, we heard the Dominoes with Jackie Wilson, My Baby's 3D. Played off an actual silver-top Federal that I'm destroying on these crummy needles. Johnny Powers, our old pal on the Fortune label, Honey, Let's Go. Dave Bartholomew, the Monkey. That's a Diane. Roy Hall, Three Alley Cats. That's the version on Hi-Q. Way better than the version on Decca. And we opened up with Little Julian Herrera and the Tigers, True Fine Mama. Jimmy Carl Black from the Mothers is on that record somewhere. Maybe. What do you think's wrong with the cart deck? Anyway. What is there to renounce this week? You know, they got that Macintosh Music Festival going on, so I recommend this is a really good week to stay in. The town is going to be full of idiots. And there's not too much good music on that thing, I got to admit. What is going on? Otis Clay is over at Chicago Blues tonight. There's a Green Door tonight over at Coney Island High, 15 St. Mark's. Tom Clark, old bartender buddy, Brownies tonight at midnight. Junior High McGovern's this Sunday. And Joey, the only one of these things I would recommend on this Macintosh Music Fest is Joey Ramone's unsigned blah 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 thing Wednesday at the Divide with D-Generation, Manitoba's Wild Kingdom, and about 40 other bands. It's going to be so crowded there, though, I don't know if I can really recommend it. It's going to be like a human can of spam in there. Like I said, it's a good week to stay in. Anyway, what's in the news? Wow, Courtney Love, she's amazing. She's so relentless. She's so far out ahead in front for the Media Star of the Year, and just every week she does something great. This week she punched out that little dyke, Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill. Broke her hand on the girl's face backstage at Lollapalooza. And I guess her bodyguards broke up the fight. But what she doesn't know is that she probably does know this, that girl used to go out with Joan Jett. And I really think in a fight, I think Joan Jett could kick Courtney Love's butt. In fact, she's probably out looking for her right now. So the real fun is going to happen when Joan gets a hold of Courtney and punches her face in. But boy, she just can't go anywhere without making a scene. And she's so dumb. You gotta love that. She's just such an idiot. Man, such a relentless idiot. Easily the front runner for Media Star of the Year. One more quick news story. Anna Gursky of Hophag, Long Island, was waiting for a ride to church last Sunday, 7 a.m. when her doorbell rang. She peered out the window expecting to see a familiar face, but instead she saw a pair of monkeys ringing her bell. They were knocking on the door and trying to turn the knob, which is probably more than most people could figure out. There were two rhesus monkeys, Clyde and Jenny. They turned out to be escaped pets who had given their owner the slip. Local cops and the town's animal control officer were called to capture the creatures. The hairy pair put up a struggle. And, I'm trying to cue up my laugh track here. God damn it. Nothing's working in this place. Yeah, let's see. They put up a struggle. Neighbor Ted France said this isn't the first time that Clyde and Jenny have been in trouble. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, they went inside his car and ripped up the mats. The rhesus monkeys are native to India. They're known for their active and playful disposition, and they're being held at the Islip Town Animal Shelter pending a probe. The American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals also gave a summons for improper confinement of the animals. Anyway, let's get on with our next order of business here, Hillbilly Hangover. Today's Hillbilly Hangover, we're going to investigate country music's response to rock and roll when it first came around. And this seems to, a lot of people think that country music was sort of anti-rock and roll, except for the old Nazis that run the Grand Ole Opry. Basically, not really. I think just about every country singer tried to jump on the rock and roll bandwagon. They thought, they didn't really know what was going on. They thought country music was over, and they all just immediately jumped on the bandwagon. So we're going to hear some of the biggest stars of the era all attempting to cash in pathetically on rock and roll. Some of these are actually good records. We kick it off with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys.
Oh, Mr. Bird.
All together here now. Come in, leave us rock and roll.
When I was a baby, Mama rocked me in my cradle.
She rocked, she rocked, she rocked.
She rolled me in my buggy, whether it was hot or cold.
She rolled, she rolled, she rolled.
I've been rocking and rolling for a long, long time, and I still love to rock and roll. So let's rock. Well, let's roll. Rock and roll. Used to have a baby, and Corina was her name.
Corina!
The way I love Corina, it was just a sin and shame.
But she's been gone so long.
Too long. Since Corina's been gone, though it's been so long, I never rocked and rolled quite the same. So let's rock. Let's roll. And let's rock. Rock and roll. Now I love my music like a miser loves his gold. Gotta have my music, gotta have it new or old. And I jump when they swing it with a 2-4 beat, but I holler when they rock and roll. So let's rock.
Rock, rock everybody.
Let's rock and roll. Ah, Mr. Will.
Well, yes.
Mr. Bob Will.
That's the name, my boy.
You like to rock?
Of course I like to rock.
But do you like to roll?
Well, I like to roll. You know, I've been rocking and rolling for a long, long time.
And still love to rock and roll.
Obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the next.
Well, I'm going down to the Calvary, gonna rock to every song. I'm gonna rock, rock, rock my blues away. We'll rock them all night long. Don't I mean rocking? Yeah, rocking, rocking, rocking. Song to drive away my cares, and when I do my rockin', baby, I wanna get my share. Lord, I love rockin', 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 rockin'. Yeah, baby, when I'm rockin', I wanna rock it with you.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Out at the Heartbreak Motel, my room, it was so small.
Every time I tried to smile, my teeth would touch the wall.
But I'm a staying and a paying. I ain't got room to change my mind.
I picked up my telephone. The manager said, hello. He said, what's eating you? I said, that's what I'd like to know.
And I'm a itching and a scratching. I'm wearing out my fingernails.
He looked at me and said, you can have a room, but you will have to make your bed. I said, that's okay, buddy. I learned that from my ma. Then he reached out and handed me a hammer and a saw.
And I'm a nailing and a wailing here at the Heartbreak Motel.
The Heartbreak Motel. I got a room with bath. Back home I only had a room and it just had a path.
This outside plumbing is unbecoming. It's really out of this world.
The waiter in the dining room, he filled my heart with cheer. He said I would enjoy it cause I could eat dirt cheap here.
And he was so right, that was my last night. And now I'm checking out of here.
I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Well, it's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night. A teenage boogie. Hey, hey. A teenage boogie. Oh, ho. A high school boogie.
Smile.
Will you? And folks, that's all it's about with the Maddox Brothers and Rolls. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
How dear, WFMU East Orange, the Maddox Brothers, the death of rock and roll. They knew as soon as Elvis came out that it was over for them. And they predicted it. 1955. Counting backwards, we heard Webb Pierce, Teenage Boogie. So much Mark Bolan actually recorded and put his name on in the mid-70s. Homer and Jethro, Heartbreak Hotel, spelled H-A-R-T-B-R. George Jones doing business as Thumper Jones, Rocket. Record he's quite embarrassed by these days if you bring it up. And we open up with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. By that point, I think Bob Wills was wearing two girdles. So, let's rock. If you like Western Swing, by the way, Whit Smith's Western Swing Band every Monday at the Rodeo Bar. Opposite Beat Rodeo, who do a good country honky-tonk gig down at Ludlow Cafe every Monday night. I'd like to thank Albert for bringing me the sarsaparilla. Albert Coyote from Coyote Studios dropped in. Bring a screwdriver? You want to fix the cart deck? Just drop it out the window a few times. Anyway, as if pitched battles between the squatters and the police weren't enough, some nut went on a rampage in my neighborhood Monday night. This Filipino fellow, what was his name? Renato Agus. He made a tape confession about his trail of terror, as the Post called it, which left one dead and 18 injured Monday night. He's recovering from self-inflicted stab wounds right now at St. Vincent's. 52-year-old immigrant stabbed four people, hijacked a car, injured 15 others during a two-mile chase, which ended when he ran his car into the soup kitchen at 9th Street and Avenue C, just a few short blocks from my house. The dispute started at 8 a.m. Monday when in his family's ninth-floor apartment in Stuyvesant Town, he grabbed a meat cleaver, killed his wife because she went out dancing without him. He also got then he ran downstairs, of course, and got his mother-in-law. Also with his two-year-old grandson, which was in her arms. Then he hijacked a car on 34th Street and went on a wild chase. I don't know. What do I say about that? Where's Bruce when you need him? Anyway, you've been following the circus out in Queens? They've been having a really great time out there. This, first, the elephants freaked out. Let's see, this was I guess this was Monday also. A rambunctious elephant named Debbie picked a fight with a pachyderm named Frida, kind of like Courtney Love and that girl from Bikini Kills, and they started a stampede of circus spectators spooked by the feud. 12 people were injured in the chaos at the Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers Circus in Forest Park. Only one person was hospitalized, a woman who had her knee broken, but it was like a stack of dominoes, one spectator said. People were leaning into each other and falling all over the place. During the battle, Debbie and Frida stomped on the big top into the parking lot, right through the thing. They smashed an empty car and a trailer before they were corralled. They're typical teenage elephants, and they don't like each other, said one circus spokesperson. Well, gee, that's nice to know. Anyway, it turns out those elephants have a history of freaking out. They says here that the two circus elephants, this was from the Daily News, that ran amok in Queens last Monday, had rap sheets. Debbie and Frida went berserk 2 months ago in Hanover Park, PA, causing $13,000 damage in a Sears auto store. A decade ago, Frida was accused of killing a drunken woman who tried to ride her in New London, Connecticut. She also put a man in a hospital after tossing him in the air in 1983 in Mystic, New Jersey. Maybe they should send these elephants back to Africa where they'd be happier, you think? Anyway, in the same circus, Thursday night, a tightrope walker, this Juan Rodriguez, age 25, of Sarasota, Florida, fell 30 feet while doing his act without a net. He was not protected by a net. He suffered chest and back injuries. He was rushed to Jamaica Hospital in critical but stable position with chest tubes placed inside of him, a punctured lung, rib fractures, blah, blah, blah. At least the elephant didn't get him when he was down. One more circus story. This was in South Africa. A circus performer doing a new act with an alligator was bitten when she forced her head into the reptile's mouth. Don't try that at home, folks. The alligator, quote, fought me terribly before I put my head in her mouth. Well, that was a first sign not to put your head in the mouth. The woman's name was Safa Dion, 28. She said after the six-foot reptile bit her during a performance, as I heard my head in her mouth, I heard a terrible crack and felt her teeth on my head. She pried the jaws apart and finished her act with blood running from the bite marks. Now, there's a trooper. Anyway, next order of business here, Blues Hangover. And our theme today is... All right, we just did the hillbilly response to rock and roll. This is blues singers responding to the twist. Now, I don't think these guys really thought the twist was going to put them out of business because rock and roll already did put them out of business, but they were definitely looking to cash in on something. And, you know, some of these guys, they just had their own style, and they can kind of do anything. You know, they could have mamboed, they could have frugged, but they twisted. And let's kick it off with Muddy Waters, a guy who always knew how to make a buck.
Maestro, some twist music, if you please.
Hey there, cousin. You say you took your kids to the Peppermint Lounge, you thought it was an ice cream parlor, and you're doing the chicken back with a tall, crazy girl, and she fell on you. And some society woman asked you if you want a twist for charity. Try taking a slip disc off your income tax. And your legs get all mixed up and end up in some guy's pocket in the check room. And you just swallowed your partner's ponytail. Is that what's playing havoc with your digestive tract today, cousin?
I got a little girl. She likes to do the twist. She's my little girl. She can't be beat. Twist it, baby, by your diamond ring. Oh, baby, she's lacking everything. Now if you don't twist it, baby, we'll get a doggone thing. She's my little girl. She can't be beat. Let's get a loose, baby, and do the twist. Twist it, baby, by your diamond ring. Oh, baby, kept lacking everything. Now if you don't twist it, baby, we'll get a doggone thing. Oh, baby, don't be ashamed, little girl, or you'll break my heart. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ooh-wee. Look at her go. She really can dance across that floor. Twist it, baby, by your diamond ring. And everything. Now if you don't twist it, baby, we'll get a doggone thing. Ah, baby, don't be ashamed, little girl, or you'll break my heart. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby.
Hey there, Bunky. You say you're in the middle of a mad wiggle and your garage key lands in Chubby Checker's mouth and your hips haven't stopped since Tuesday and there goes your watch and you get hooked up with a wild old lady and she's been trailing you ever since and somebody called for a waltz and they stomped him and you go all out on a big riff and you start twisting and spinning and end up in the bartender's arms. Is that what's plaguing your conscience today, Bunky?
Don't care. I made the blue ribbon, done.
Hiya, Booby. You say you're stoked to the skin and your collar's down to a size 4, and there go your contact lenses, and your tattoos beginning to run, and you're back into an electric guitar and lose all your hair, and the next thing you know you're on a table and someone's sprinkling you with Parmesan cheese while a broad sticks a fork in your ear, and there goes a guy with your coat, and your mother walks in, and a strange garter belt winds up around your throat, and the music hasn't even started yet. Is that what's perturbing you today, Bubby?
On something big, Joey. Not just a new dance, but a new sound, a new beat. I tell you, when it hits, we'll have it made.
Okay. So you tell them we're gonna quit school for the twist.
Twisting is good, and it don't cheat. Make it real, real sweet. Oh, sweet. So good to me. Twist with Maddie.
why the twisting is good. The twisting is good. Twisting is good. Twist with my Annie. Twist with my Annie. Twist with my Annie. Twist with my Annie.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pounder. WFMU. Twisting the blues there with Smokey Smothers, who combined the two great Hank Ballard songs there for a attempt to jump on that Twist bandwagon. Twist with me, Annie, on the Federal label. In fact, I think Albert King is playing drums on that one. He's a good drummer, right? He sounds like he's beating on garbage cans. Cal Valentine did the Boogie Twist Part 2. The great Snooky Pryor, Boogie Twist. Different song, Part 1. Jimmy Lee Robinson did Twist It, Babe. And Muddy Waters opened up with the Muddy Waters Twist. Hey, this is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound, and I'm driving until 6 o'clock. And like I said, that Macintosh Music Festival is going on this week, so it's a really good week to stay home. But if you got to go out, like there's no air conditioning in your house or something. Otis Clay, Chicago Blues, tonight. I heard a little bit of him being interviewed on KCR. The guy who was interviewing him didn't ask him about Andre Williams, who produced several of his wonderful records. Records that were on the wonderful label. They were wonderful records, too. Green Door tonight over at Coney Island High. Tom Clark, singing bartender, Brownies tonight. Junior High, McGovern's tomorrow night. The only Macintosh thing I'm going to recommend, Joey Ramone presents 50 Trillion Bands at the Divide Wednesday, including Manitoba's Wild Kingdom, Degeneration, and a bunch of other bands that are actually worth seeing, but it's going to be so crowded, I don't know. I ain't going. Anyway, what else is going on? Well, a good gypsy never talks about the weather. It's too obvious. Here's a good one. This is down in Miami. A police SWAT team swung into action when a naked robber armed with a can of beans refused to come out of a grocery store delivery truck, authorities said. Stop or I'll fart. Georgia Amosti, a truck driver for Iberia Foods, told police he was attacked Wednesday by a man who tried to grab a can of black beans, bags of rice, and bottles of olive oil. Amosti struggled with the man, who then heaved a can of beans at the truck driver, gashing his head. Police arrived soon after the skirmish, but the suspect inside the truck, who was armed with a can of beans, refused to surrender. The suspect took off his pants, shirt, underwear, shoes, hid behind cans of beans and bottles of oil. Police spokesperson Angela Calzadilla said it was a standard police procedure to call the SWAT team in such a case. It's true. It's in the manual. When armed with beans, call the SWAT team. Anyway, a hostage negotiator eventually got him to give up the beans. Amsler was treated for a gash on his head. This is in Uganda. A 100-year-old witch doctor in Uganda has married a 12-year-old girl. Wow. Samuel Bakoro married, oh boy, I can't believe these names I'm going to have to pronounce. I got to pronounce. Let me look at it for a second, see if it helps. Samuel Bakoro married Nayamina Hada. He's 100. She's 12. And the ceremony July 1st in the village of Rubazi, a newspaper reported. Ugandan law forbids marriage to girls under 18, but Bukhara, who has refused to give up his bride despite protests by her family, seems willing to risk the law's punishment, life in prison. 100-year-old guy getting life in prison. I guess that's not that much. A man was electrocuted in a public toilet on the Isle of Wight. When he touched one of the walls of the stainless steel cubicle, police said vandals had electrified the cubicle by wiring it to an overhead light. That was last week also. What else? One more story. I just can't believe people are dumb enough to do this. A 22-year-old American was killed by a half-ton bull with razor-sharp horns as it stampeded through the streets of Palpoa, Spain yesterday in the ritual of the running of the bulls. It was the first death in 15 years of the annual fiesta, which attracts tourists from around the world, many of whom take part in the run through the streets, narrow cobbled streets ahead of the six fighting bulls. The bull gored Matthew Peter Tassio of Illinois in the abdomen, tossed him 25 feet. He died at a hospital of massive loss of blood and hemorrhages 40 minutes later. Folks, don't aggravate anything bigger than you, especially a bull. Anyway, what are we doing now? Oh, I got a million records to play. Here's one on the Sun label. The world's oldest teenager. He's still with us, in fact. Mr. Rufus Thomas.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Well, now you wear your shorts when the weather's hot, with nothing but a little haunch of tongue. Oh, naughty girls, now what you trying to do? Well, that girl, oh,
shame on you. Well, now when you sit down, you show your knees, just enough so I can see. Oh, naughty girl, now what you trying to do? Well, now, girl, oh, shame on you. Well, we crawl to you. Then you say,
oh, silly boy, we're just teasing you.
Oh, naughty girl, now what you trying to do? Well, now, girl, 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 oh, shame on you.
Oh, come on, man. We're just teasing you.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive?
Oh, baby, baby, just come in town. Now have you heard about the dance? Bobby Sox put it down. It's called the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop. First you tip on your toes and kinda move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, girls, that's the cat hop. And you just gotta learn to do the cat hop. Honey child, put your arms all around me, hold me and squeeze me tight. I'm gonna teach you the cat hop, and I'll teach you how to do it right. Cause we're going to a party, we cross town tonight. When we hit that joint, we're gonna hit it right. We'll do the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yeah, the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop. Young and the old folks too. And you just coming down, baby. Now you know you got to do it too. First you tip on your toes, kinda move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, little girl, that's the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop.
Scat!
When you live like an animal, anything goes.
Well, it's one for the money, a two for the show. Three to get ready, baby, rock and roll. show. Get ready, baby, rock and roll. Hey, yeah, rock, yeah. Come on now, baby, let's rock and roll show. Get ready, baby, rock and roll. Say, yeah. Rock, yeah. Come on now, baby, let's rock and roll tonight.
Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Back in the States.
Now, dear, WFMU East Orange, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and their unsafe sex anthem, Open Up the Back Door. Del Saint and the Devils did Rock, yeah. The Dodgers, Cat Hop on the Aladdin label, that goes out to Higgins. Jack Bradshaw did Naughty Girls, and Rufus Thomas opened it up with Tiger Man. I don't know about the 70s. You know, the 70s revival keeps moving on. And The only good things about the 70s were unsafe sex and good prescription drugs. I mean, why bring back bell bottoms if you don't have Quaaludes to go with them? It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I'd like to thank Cub reporter Andy Schwartz for picking out the best parts of Etta James' autobiography, which is called Rage to Survive, and mailing it out to people. Let me go over some of the better parts of this, boy. There's some really great stuff here. Leonard Chess versus Billy Stewart. This is from Etta James' book. He kept us in stitches about stories about Billy Stewart. Billy was a Chess artist, a strong soul singer with a strange stuttering style. He purposely stuttered when he sang and gave different emphasis to lyrics. He recorded Summertime, the Gershwin classic, and changed up some of the words. Billy was no rocket scientist. He started demanding that as a result of his contribution, he be given part of a publishing part of the publishing rights of the song. Leonard explained that the Gershwin estate wasn't about to give up nothing, but Billy kept bullying Leonard about money for his add-on lyrics. Finally, Leonard said, "Okay, Billy, what we'll do is I'll give you the address of the publishing company, and you go there and you will demand yourself." "Damn right," said Billy, who immediately flew to New York to hound the publishing company. In Manhattan, he hailed a cab, gave his Queens address to the driver. When the cabbie kept driving and driving until he reached the destination, "This can't be it," screamed Billy. "This is the address you gave me, buddy," the cabbie shot back. Turned out Leonard Chess gave Billy the address for the cemetery where Gershwin was buried. That's a good one. Here's an even better one. Wait. This is kind of long, but it's worth it. After our gig at the Uptown Theater, the party was set up at a big suite in the Mansfield Hotel, a converted apartment house. Little Richard was on the show, as were Tommy and Jimmy Hunt. They thought they could sing, but they couldn't. They were so beautiful, but they didn't have, but they couldn't sing. Professor Alex Bradford, the gospel singer, wasn't on the show, but he was sure at the party. When it came to partying, the gospel gang could swing all night long. The Shirelles knew that the Flamingos and the Spaniels would be there, which is why the girls were so hot to trot. Girl groups and boy groups were always playing musical beds. In my heart, I knew the Shirelles had no business being there. Neither did I, but my peak freakery got the best of me. I couldn't stay away. I wanted to see it all. First thing I saw was Bo Diddley making movies. Bo's been making movies, private movies, for over 30 years. Child, Bo's got some home movies you wouldn't believe. So there he was, going from room to room with his camera, aiming his lens at all the juiciest action. And I was there with the Shirelles giggling behind me, trying to keep them out of rooms where they didn't belong. Rooms where I could see the glow of Bo's horny camera. The hotel suite was a maze of corridors and hidden corners, and I didn't know where to look first. With the Shirelles looking over my shoulder, I opened a bathroom door, only to slam it. "I didn't know men did things like that to each other," said one of the Shirelles. Down at the far end, I saw the glow of Bo's camera lighting up the transom above an ornate double door. I heard the sound of familiar voices. Something hot was happening. Dying of curiosity, I sent the girls off to the kitchen while I snuck to the room at the other end of the hall. Giggles and groans were getting louder. I tested the door to see if it was locked. It wasn't. When I looked inside, there was Bo with his camera pointed at Blondell lying in bed except for a French beret. Blah, blah, blah. Right next to her was little Willie John, who was talking to the camera. He was the tour guide, exploring her privates with his fingers, explaining, "Now this is so-and-so, where Willie was giving anatomy lessons." "Hey, girl," said Blondell when she saw me. "How you?" She was talking like we were at the laundromat, drying our clothes. "Lord have mercy," was all I could say. But Blondell just smiled and waved, letting Willie show her off like wares was the most natural, like her wares were the most natural thing in the world. Little Richard was also in the room, enjoying the show. This goes on for a while. Boy, I think I got to buy this book. That's from Etta James' book, Rage to Survive. We got a few minutes to kill. I'm not sure if we're getting a vibe report or not. Roscoe was on tour, and one of the phone line he usually calls in on isn't working. But let's hear one from Etta James on the Modern label, and then if we don't get a vibe report, we'll just vom. If we get a vibe report, we'll kill 20 minutes talking about people you don't know.
You'll find that nobody loves you like me. No, no, no. Nobody loves you like me. Travel across the desert. Climb up a big redwood tree. Ask a worm that's about to turn. He'll say that nobody loves you like me. No, no, no. Nobody loves you like me. You
hunt and scour, yeah, on the Eiffel Tower, yeah. But if you don't choose, it's me you're gonna lose. Take a trip to the Sputnik. Ask the little doggie. Don't be misled, cause if he ain't dead, you'll say that nobody loves you like me. No, no, no. Nobody loves you like me. You can hunt and scour on the Eiffel Tower, yeah. But if you don't choose, it's me you're gonna lose. Take a trip to the Sputnik. Ask the little doggie. Don't be misled, cause if he ain't dead, he'll say that nobody loves you like me. No, no, no.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hey, it's Vibe Report time. Hey there, Roscoe.
Yo, the ham.
Sorry about that phone thing. That your line is still out.
What's going on? The whole thing going to hell there?
Cart deck, one phone line. There's some weird thing going on the board there. It's okay.
What, is the management taking off with all the maintenance money?
I don't know.
Those are hard questions in a non-profit corporation.
They certainly are. A not-for-profit corporation. You know what that means.
Yeah.
How you doing, Rusk? Where are you?
Where are we? The Little Mulkey State Park in Georgia on our way to Macon.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't call you on my way down to meet the Yahoos last week. My train had no phone in it.
Yeah, I was thinking those Amtrak. I've never seen a phone on an Amtrak train. I was thinking about that when I was driving out here, so I wasn't expecting a call, actually.
They usually have them, well, all the ones between Boston and D.C., but since I was going all the way down to Raleigh on, you know, that was a Florida-bound train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only one I've ever taken was the Florida-bound one, I think. And,
did you ever get the little sleeper car thing?
No.
It was a groove.
Yeah?
Between that and the cough syrup, it was happening.
Wow. So you're on tour with the Yahoos?
Yeah, man.
How's that going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
We practiced Monday and Tuesday, and we've played 3 gigs so far. Fourth one's tonight.
So you've had more gigs than practices in this band.
Already.
That's professional.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Get the jobs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wanted to have these guys sing a song to you, a quick one.
Oh, excellent. Let me bring the vibes down.
Okay, right this way, young man.
Yeah.
Now, this is Dan Baird and Keith Christopher and Terry Anderson, and this is the song that Keith wrote. It's called Beer Run.
Well, B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run.
Beer Run.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run.
Beer Run.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N,
got that foam hanging off my chin.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N,
Beer Run.
Yeah.
I can't say that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but two foam come drive me home, Beer Run. But two foam come drive me home, Beer Run.
Well, I put you in the back of my Cadillac. I put 40 pounds of meat in the butt of your crack.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run.
Okay, one more time.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run.
Beer Run.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Got that foam hanging off my chin.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run.
Yeah. Wow.
That's Beer Run.
That's a hit. If I ever heard one, that's a hit.
People looking at us kind of funny at this McDonald's.
Yeah, they don't got beer at McDonald's, huh?
No, but they got it over at the Starvin' Marvin Speedway.
Is that across the street?
Yep. Well, we're right here at sort of a little travel plaza. They got, there's a Texaco, a Wendy's, a Waffle House, Burger King, Speedway, Amoco, Shoney's, Days Inn, Exxon, BP.
Sounds like you're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been pretty good. Been pretty good. We've been playing with that Driving and Crying band, and they're really big down here.
Yeah.
All the shows are sold out. We've been trying to pick up a little extra cash selling spots on our guest list.
There you go.
What's up with the hound?
Oh, a lot of things, a bunch of things, I guess. I'll tell you all about it when you come back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's been going good, though. We've been,
You got anybody out there with you?
All by myself. Actually, Albert and Terry were here a little while ago to pick up Lorik. Yeah. But, loud and lonesome,
cool.
As they say.
Cool.
Lots of music to play.
You got some shows to announce?
No, you know why? Because there's that stupid Macintosh, which used to be the New Music Seminar, is now the Macintosh Music Festival. So I'm advising people to stay in. Or just hit the regular bars without bands, you know?
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
There's
actually some people playing. Well, Tom Clark is playing tonight at Brownies.
Mm-hmm.
And Otis Clay is at the Chicago Blues. There's a Green Door tonight. There's Junior
Where's
Hyatt McGovern's
Chicago
tomorrow.
Blues? Is that the 8th Avenue thing?
8th Avenue between 13th and 14th. It's actually a pretty low-key place.
You been in there?
Yeah, it's actually all right. You know, it's not like Tramps where it's a $5, 15 bucks to get in and $5 a beer. It's like reasonably priced. And
right.
Otis Clay does put on a great show.
Oh,
there's one good Macintosh show. Joey Ramone has this thing at Davai, but it's going to be really crowded. It's got Degeneration is headlining it, and Manitoba's Wild Kingdom, and about 50 million bands are playing at that thing.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. You're lucky you're missing it.
Yeah, I actually scheduled this thing so I could.
Yeah.
You know, that Macintosh gives somebody a whole bunch of money, and none of it, of course, goes to the band.
Right.
And the clubs make a ton of dough because they have, you know, a ton of people going through there. And
I was kind of, you know, they had free passes here. I was going to grab one because hoping that they would give away like a package when you got there, and it had some software in it I can put on my Mac. But
mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have packages, so I didn't even bother.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well.
Well.
After beer run, I'm kind of drained from the excitement level.
That was a great vibe.
Hey.
Go on a beer run.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're playing in Macon tonight, and then we got, on the seventh day, the Yahoos played their own gig in Atlanta. So that's kind of our big deal.
Well, excellent. We'll eat some barbecue, too.
Oh, yeah. The food thing has been good.
Yeah.
So, onward. I'm going right now. I think I'm going to have another one of them double microwave park sandwiches. All right,
well, spoit one for the hound.
Okay, spoit.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Aloha. See ya.
State of the Vibe report from the road. Our traveling rock man, Roscoe. Where's my music? All right. Well, I guess it's time for a VOM set. And, boy, I got some really dumb records. I mean, we're getting into some Bill Kelly territory today, some 60s stuff, which I've been listening to a lot of that trash lately. This has got, unless you're a Monkees fan, this has got to be the only good record on the Cole Picks label. The Gamaguchi.
This is a hit!
Yeah. And action.
Everybody there has a great big smile. You can take off your coat and spend a little while. sugar shack and go to where the action is. Well, everybody there does a London twist. You can watch the pretty girl shake their hips. Hey, go-go. Hey, go-go. Ah, go-go. Wow. To the sugar shack and go-go where the action is. Sugar shack and go-go where the action is. Hey, go-go. Hey, go-go. Hey, go-go. Hey, go-go. Ah, go-go. Wah! To the sugar shack and go-go where the action is.
Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
My love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. I know I'll never get hurt, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt.
Boom, 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 boom.
Stronger than dirt. Stronger than dirt. You said your love for me is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. You said your love for me is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. I know I'll feel no pains, 'cause your love is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. And whisk away all your tears, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. I know I'll never get hurt, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt.
Say, who is the knight in armor on the white horse?
We don't know.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
I hate those false endings. Always throw me. Ajax and the Cleaners, Stronger Than Dirt. Most people know that from the Mummies version. Before that, the Children of Darkness, Sugar Shack A-Go-Go. Heard the Sparkles, Hipsville, 29, B.C. I have no idea who did the Crater Soda commercial, and the Gamaguchi did the Gamaguchi, as only the Gamaguchi can do the Gamaguchi. This is WFMU. I'm the Hound. I'm driving till 6 o'clock. Oh, from the family values desk here. Now, you don't have to be smart to make a great rock and roll record, and you sure don't have to be smart to be a judge. Cincinnati, a judge ordered a man convicted of punching his girlfriend in the mouth to marry her within 9 months or risk being jailed. Now, why would this woman want to marry a guy that would punch her in the mouth? Quote, I happen to believe in traditional American values. Boy meets girl, boy asks girl out, boy and girl go steady, boy and girl get married, boy punches girl in the mouth. Gee whiz. Municipal Judge Albert Mestemaker said, and this was in an order last Thursday, women's organizations question the requirement that the judge himself acknowledge will not hold up in court. Quote, because he marries her certainly isn't going to make him stop battering her, said Teresa Milhound, the administrator of the Cincinnati YWCA's Domestic Family and Violence Program. Scott Hancock, 25, pleaded no contest to domestic violence. The judge gave him a suspended sentence and fined him $100, placed him on 9 months probation. Blah, blah, blah. Yikes. Philadelphia, seconds after Rufus Lawson and Katrina Josie were pronounced husband and wife on Saturday, police officers marched up the aisle and arrested the stunned groom. He didn't even get to kiss the bride, said wedding photographers. In fact, he looked a little relieved. Mr. Lawson, 29, had walked away from his trial in a jewelry shop robbery during the jury selection last month and was convicted in absence. Detective Michael Reynolds of Philadelphia said the police got a tip that Mr. Lawson was getting married on Saturday at the Zion Baptist Church. He faces 5 years in prison when he's sentenced. And the other way, it could last even longer. This is, where is this story from? Malaysia. The difference between 10 and 4 turns out to be 25 months in prison for Muslim preacher Kuala Lumpur of Malaysia. Abdul Talib was given the jail sentence. What are they talking about here? Muslim preacher. Abdul Talib was given a jail sentence Wednesday by a religious court for marrying 10 women. Islamic law only allows for 4 wives. Well, that's damn civil of them. The legal wives got 30 days in jail each for living with the illegal ones, who were sentenced to 3 months in jail each.
Oh, boy.
This whole world is moving ass backwards at blinding speed, isn't it? Anyway, let's get on with the show. We got one queued up here. I mean, we were doing Hillbillies Cashing In on Rock and Roll and Blues Singers Cashing In on the Twist. Here's a guy. This was like a guy who kind of, it was kind of a Nat King Cole balladeer. His name was Cecil Gant. And Decca was a great label for people cashing in on rock and roll. For some reason, they really pushed their artists towards rock and roll. So here's Cecil Gant under the name of Gunter Lee Carr on the Decca label. It's a great rock and roll record. You can hear, this is about 1953, 54. You can hear echoes of what Jerry Lee Lewis would soon sound like.
Never live down.
Well, since I met you, baby, I'm young and wild. I can't sit still for a little while. I'm number one lover all around. I go with all the pretty girls in town. I'm young and wild. The coolest around, he's young and wild. Ooh.
man, I look a sight. I'm a young and wild. Ooh, young and wild, baby. Young and wild, that's my style, that's me. Well, someday soon I'm gonna settle down when I find the best looking girl around. But right now, while I'm loving them all, just gonna have myself a ball. I'm a young and wild.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Don't you hear me calling you?
My
pretty
baby.
Come on, baby.
My pretty baby.
You've really got your nerve, haven't you?
Rhythm everywhere with a ricky-dicky rhythm.
rhythm. And here we come with a rinky-dinky rhythm. Another one, we're winning and losing down in Tiesto. Well, if rinky-dinky take over your soul, will a rinky-dinky is the number one. Will a rinky-dinky rhythm, rhythm everywhere. Will a rinky-dinky rhythm, a rinky-dinky.
I say the thing all of us are most concerned with is sex. Like, how far a girl has to go with a boy just to be popular.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pound here. WFMU East Orange with Millie Small and the Scatolites there. I'm in love again. Don Drummond, the guy who plays the trombone solo on that, he chopped up this old lady with an axe and died in a nut house later. I love happy endings, but I like those kind of endings better. Al Davis, Ricky Tick, heard the Medallions with Johnny Two-Voice Morissetti, My Pretty Baby, on the Dutone label. Al Hendricks did Young and Wild, and we opened it up with Gunter Lee Carr, We're Gonna Rock. This is WFMU, East Orange. I'm the Hound, and I'm driving until 6 o'clock when we go into the six-hour Mike Shelley marathon. While a girl's sick, hope she feels better. Poor kid. Anyway, what else is in the news? Two prison inmates in Siberia went on trial this week for killing a fellow prisoner and eating him. The cannibal strangled the victim, then cut him up and cooked him on a fire they made from a blanket. Even the wardens were shocked by this one, Interfax reports. What else? Three men died in Manila after eating a poisonous bullfrog that jumped out of a canal. The men had been drinking, and in the Philippines, drinking and snacking on supposed aphrodisiacs such as fried frogs are the thing to do. Other sex snacks on the menu in Manila include dogs, snakes, beetles, lizards, crickets, pies made of rotten eggs. And rampages through the East Village, like that guy did Monday. Oh, anything else in the news? Les Paul collapsed of chest pains and shortness of breath in his Mahwah, New Jersey home this week as he was preparing to leave to celebrate his 80th birthday. He's now resting at home under a doctor's care. I guess he won't be doing his Monday night gig this week. He's been there like every Monday for years. Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, this guy, this could be our caveman in a spaceship this week. This guy wasn't thinking, was he? Washington, D.C., two District of Columbia men were arrested this week after one of them threatened to kill President Clinton. Agents traced a telephone call to a house where marijuana was being grown. Secret Service spokesperson Dave Adams had Barry Douglas Oliver, age 44, a.k.a. Dumbbell, was arrested on charges of drug manufacturing charges after agents traced a threatening call to Mr. Rapp's house. He's also charged with threatening the president's life. Authorities said they found more than 200 marijuana plants growing in everywhere of the house, including the roof. The house was a sophisticated one-stop drug operation where mushrooms, marijuana seedlings were cultivated, dried, and packaged. We get cases like this occasionally, and lots of threat, and all threats on the president's life are routinely investigated, although the drugs are kind of an unusual twist, so to speak. Anyway, let's jump right back into it with a guy who once tried to kill Leonard Chess by chasing him around with a gun, and Leonard Chess, I guess, he hid in a closet all day to avoid a very bad man, Willie Mabon, Poison Ivy.
Now, cat, don't touch that gal there, please. You get wasted, not to your knees. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you. Every day when I shave, when my house coat, two men have to hold me or I'll cut my throat. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you. Well, I bought me a blade, one that I could afford. Too long to be a knife and too short to be swole. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you. Smart with my knees. Now he wears a sign saying, rest in peace. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you. Now I don't claim to be bad. Don't claim to be strong. I just like to keep bad people from doing me wrong. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over ya.
Mister, you're a psycho.
Put on the skillet. Put on the lid. Mammy's gonna make us some sunshine.
Well, Mammy, she your baby love the shining shot. Mammy's need your baby love the shining bread. Well, Mammy, she your baby love the shining shot. Mammy's need your baby love the shining bread.
Well, I put on the skin, I put on the lid. Mammy's gonna make us some shining bread.
Go!
the lid. I fill my pockets with a shawl. I went into the corner, there I stood on my head. And there I stood, and my top and red eye. Baby, you really love the shining shot. Same as you really love the shining bread. Well, baby, you really love the shining shot. Same as you really love the shining bread. I put on a strip, I put on a lid. A man is gonna make some shining bread. Yeah, and that ain't all she's a winner to. Mammy's gonna make us some time to do. Mammy's little baby loves the shining shot. Mammy's little baby loves the shining bread. Yeah, Mammy's little baby loves the shining shot. Mammy's little baby loves the shining bread. Shining bread, shining bread.
Story of pent-up, twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
Lordy,
heart, baby, 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 oh, baby, baby, baby. Man, he's really got heart, oh, yeah. Elvis stole my baby, now Elvis stole my gal. Let's twist. Something to make her really go in. She's moaning and jumping too. I'm left all alone. Oh, yeah. Elvis stole my baby. Now Elvis stole my gal. Yes, Elvis.
Pure and passionate and pagan.
In the emotional life of the immature.
Well, I woke up this morning. That's a 9 out of 10. I just hit the sack and was sleeping sound. When all at once, in the window was a face. A little sharp man here.
Is this a place where the cobblestone jobbers is a place where the cats come alive? Is this a place where we have a ball? It's a little sharp man.
meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. WFMU East Orange. The Royal Lancers there. Is this the place? Before that, we heard Shirley Gunter and the Queens on the Flair label. Why? VG minus, I think. Maybe a little worse than that. Huey Long did Elvis Stole My Baby. The $5 did So Strange from the Fortune label. The Ready Men, Shortening Bread from that fantastic Ready Men versus the Yeti Men EP on the Norton label. And Willie Maybon opened it up on the Chess label, Poison Ivy. Well, the Grateful Dead are telling their fans they'll stop performing live concerts unless the quote-unquote true deadheads, boy, never has a group of people been more aptly named than deadheads, take charge of the quote-unquote creeps who've been crashing the shows. The Dead have been passing out a letter of apology or threat at all their shows signed by all the members of the band. In it, they condemn what happened outside the Indianapolis arena when nearly 1,000 people rioted when they couldn't get tickets and they crashed the gate. The violence led the most mellow band in the world to cancel the next night's show. Want to end the touring life of the Grateful Dead? Yes, yes, the letter asks fans. Allow bottle-throwing gate crashers to keep on thinking they're cool anarchists instead of the creeps they are. Anyway, I got an idea, folks. This is what we do. We get a radio family field trip. We get a bunch of us. We'll go out to a Dead show. We'll get those giant super soakers, right? And we'll fill them with that, like, A200 lice killer liquid. Imagine the stampede we'd cause. We can just wave bars of soap at them and cause a stampede. That would put an end to the Grateful Dead. Anyway, where is this? This is out in, this privatization thing has really gone nuts. Oh, Oxnard, California. The city council has approved a measure allowing the police department to sell advertising space on squad cars. Cops figure they can make a cool extra $15,000 a year. We think the public safety vehicle could attract a lot of attention for our business, said Police Chief Harold Hurt. I got a better idea. They can just sell advertising on the side of fat cops, you know, like they can replace the Goodyear blimp with some of the cops in my neighborhood. Anyway, let's get right back into it. We got one here. Guy from my neck of the woods down in Florida, Tommy Sperling, and he's going to hang loose. Mother Goose.
Ball every time I go to bed. Hey, go, I gotta rock. Don't you know I gotta roll? Hang loose, I got to go just to satisfy my soul. Hang loose, I gotta rock. Hang loose, I gotta roll. Well, my favorite pastime is to get myself a nickel or a dime. Slip it in that jukebox machine. Grab me a kitten and tie it blue jeans. Time I go to bed. Hey, go, I gotta rock. Don't you know I gotta roll? Hang loose, I got to go just to satisfy my soul. Hang loose, I gotta rock. Hang loose, I gotta roll. Well, my favorite pastime is to get myself a nickel hard dime. Slip it in that jukebox machine. Grab me a kitten and tie it blue jeans. Hang loose, I gotta rock. Hey, go, I gotta roll. Hang loose, I gotta rock. Hey, go, I gotta roll.
Well, we all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
I don't care what you done.
same. I never smile again till I hear her call my name. It's gonna start raining and tears are in my eyes. She left me nothing but the blues. I hope she's satisfied while I'm rocking. Yes, I'm rocking. Well, I'm sitting here rocking, rocking in the fine of blues. I get so sick and tired walking up and down the floor, tapping my foot, wringing my hands, looking at the door. Sitting here weak and helpless, drowning the misery. Boy, if you want to help me, send my baby back to me. Cause I'm rocking, keep on rocking. Yes, I'm sitting here rocking, rocking in the pines of blue. Swing to the left, swing to the right, rock, rock all night. A great big smile. Now that I'm broke and busted, a woman running wild. I need someone to help me drive my blues away. I'm waiting here just hoping she'll be back at the break of day. Cause I'm rocking, keep on rocking. Yes, I'm sitting here rocking, rocking and crying the blues.
Today's youth on a rampage, filled with all the longings and hungers that will not be denied.
You slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Miss James left this morning while I lay fast asleep. When I found out that she was gonna jump the on my feet. Look out, Miss Jane. Look out, Miss Jane. Look out, Miss Jane. Look out, I'm on your trail. Well, I looked for my shoes, but my shoes wasn't there. I went to the cupboard for a piece of bread, and the doggone cupboard was there. Look out, Miss Jane. Look out, Miss Jane. Look out, Miss Jane. Look out, I'm on your trail. Then I got good and mad. And man, this ain't no job. Miss Jones wasn't running to the top of the hill. She was doing about 45. Run on, Miss Jane. Run on, Miss Jane. Run on, Miss Jane. Run on, I'm on your trail. Run on, Miss Jane. When I caught Miss Jane, she fell to her knees. She didn't know what to do. I caught you, Miss Jane. Done caught you, Miss Jane. Ate up my bread, now I'm gonna whip your head. Run on, Miss Jane. 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 Run on, run on, run on. Run on, Miss.
Just as modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
You're my
ready? Hi, this is Andre Williams. And you know, they said anything with the antenna is important. And anyone that can hear the hound is bad. One more time. One more time. I want to give him something really good. And if you're listening to the hound, you ain't. Hi, this is Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm. And you know, it's an old saying, anything with the antenna is important. And if you're in listening range of the Hound on WFMU 91.1 in East Orange, New Jersey, you're a bad mother for you. One night, about a quarter past eight, I met a pretty little mama. She was coming my way. Oh, well, I looked at her, and then she looked at me. She said, "Ooh, wee, daddy, you're what for me?" I said, "Show me the happens and we'll paint the town." She said, "Oh, daddy, well, I can't do that, but I never will forget the first day we met." She said, "Oh, over there, we bopped on the piano, all over the chair, reeling and rocking all night long. And when daylight came, we were still going strong."
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Out here, WFMU East Orange with Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm to you, on the Fortune label. I'm moving on. Counting backwards, we hear the Excellence Coney Island Baby. Speaking of which, I'll tell you this right now. There's a 900 number you can call to help save Coney Island Sideshow. Sideshow's by the seashore. It's 900-476-3037. That's 900-476-3037. You'll get to vote whether the show should be saved. Each yes vote raises 99 cents for the show. Each no vote means 99 cents for charity. They owe $37,000 in back rent, and I think they're going to be evicted at the end of the month. That's 900-476-3037. All right, before that, we had Richard Berry, "Look Out, Miss James." Bobby Charles did "I Ain't Gonna Do It No More." The Five Keys, "Rockin' and Cryin' Blues." And we open up with Tommy Sperlin, "Hang Loose." One quick time through the announcements, and then we're going to rock right to the finish line. Let's see. Otis Clay at Chicago Blues tonight. There's a Green Door tonight at 15 St. Mark's Place, Coney Island High. Tom Clark is at Brownies at midnight. You like Buddy Holly? He's great. He's really cool. Coney Island, what did I say? Junior High tomorrow night at McGovern's. And Degeneration, Wild Kingdom, and about 400 other bands at the Divide on Wednesday night. Okay, let's rock right through the end of this. We've got one queued up here by Roscoe Gordon on the Modern label.
Thank you. runs hot with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
Run over, baby, and meet me on the corner that way. Up, 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 up. Oh, yeah, you better run right over, cause I really got a lot to say. Up, 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 up. You better bring along your flesh. The rockin' spot, jump, jump into the rockin' spot, shake, shake into the rockin' spot. Hurry, hurry, give it all you got. You better run right over, baby, run and hit the rockin' spot. Oh well, run right over, baby, and meet me on the corner by the spot. Oh yeah, you better run right over, cause the cats are giving up all they got. I hear the jukebox a goin' and the place is really gettin' hot. Hop into the rockin' spot. Jump, jump into the rockin' spot. Shake, shake it to the rockin' spot. Hurry, hurry, give it all you got. You better run, run over, baby. You're hoppin' at the rockin' spot. Rockin' spot. Well, the chicks are a dancin' and my hands are really rockin' to the blues. All the guys are a-jumpin' and a-poppin' at the bottom of the shoe. I knew I'd better call you, baby, you know about the happy news. Hop-a-pop into the rockin' spot. Jump-jump into the rockin' spot. Shake-shake into the rockin' spot. Hurry, hurry, give it all you got. You better run right over, baby, hop-a-poppin' at the rockin' spot. Rockin' spot. You better run right over, baby, hop-a-poppin' at the rockin' spot. Rockin' spot. You better run right over, baby.
I smoke and drink. A lot of you don't drink, no smoke. Some people here tonight don't. They don't eat butter, no salt, no sugar, no lard, no biscuits, no gravy with onions in it. Cause they want to live. They give up that good stuff. Neck bone, pigtail. You gonna feel like a damn fool laying out the hospital dying from nothing.
I love you, baby. I thought that you were tough. And every time I take you out, I hear. To a party, I thought it would be gay. When we walked up to the door, the gate. To the movie, what's your favorite act? I tried to buy the ticket, but she pushed the money back. And she said, "Get out of here, get out of here, get out, get out." She said, "No, settle down. I took you to the church, my love, and all you did was bow and pray for me. To your doorstep, decide to put you down. Cause every time I take you out, all you do is find a place to be. And I don't know.
Once there was a teenage boy, so handsome, so strong, and very full of joy. No panic blues had he, no panic blues, just a silent one. Two and three, then along came the girl who gave him a word. Now listen to his wail of misery.
My epic solid one was just a lot of fun. My physics solid two was not enough to make me blue. My chemistry, my solid three was just my ball and just a spree. My Spanish Susie dozy trays added up with ease. But when she caught my eye, my grades began to slide. My six solid baby, you're the only one for me. Her biology just made me say, oh gee. And then you came along and said that you're the one for me. You're just my six solid baby, my six solid baby. Well, tell me, please, that you're my six solid baby all the rest of my days. Solid one was just a lot of fun. My physics solid two was not enough to make me blue. My chemistry, my solid three was just a ball and just a spree. My Spanish dozy dozy trays added up with ease. But when she caught my eye, my grades began to slide. My six solid baby, you're the only one for me. Say, oh, gee. And then you came along and said that you're the one for me. You're just my six solid baby, my six solid baby. Well, tell me, please, that you're my six solid baby all the rest of my days.
This Saturday night, St. Louis International Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's unbelievable! 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the Ace McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this f***ing event! Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 250 miles per hour. Plus women. More women than you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even f***ing speak. Nitro-burning funny cars plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free f***ing beer. That's right. Free f***ing beer. Free beer, free women, and funny cars on fire. It's the most incredible f***ing race in the history of the f***ing universe. It'll be f***ing incredible. Can you believe all this f***ing shit will be going on at one f***ing place? Free f***ing beer and women, f***ing women everywhere.
We're on a money, two for the road. Three to get ready now, say my toes. Looked through the windshield, saw the patrol. Something said you better be in the gun, because you know you don't have eyes in one. One for the money, two for the road. Three to get ready now, stay my road. Roll, roll, roll. 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 And say my aching soul.
When I heard the siren,
for the road.
singing that song. She said, one for the money, two for the road. Better get ready now, stay my road.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
I got a rocket in my pocket and a roll in my wall. Oh, baby, don't fudge me with a North 40 tall. My pocket and the fuse lit.
Personality Plus.
Jumping catfish, baby.
Meanwhile, back in the stadium.
Hound here, well, that certainly craps it up. The Wanderers there, great jumping catfish on the Onks label. Oh, where are we? Jimmy Lloyd by request on the roulette label, Rocket in My Pocket. Here at Oscar McCauley and his Honey Jumpers there, Roll Hot Rod Roll. Denny Allen did Sixth Solid Baby, and the Epics did Rowdy May before that. We heard Curly Cold Iron, Rockin' Spot. Isn't that a great record? I never played that before. Roscoe Gordon opened it up, She Rocks Me. Hey, it's the Hound here, and I'm out of here. The good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, I'll be back next week. Coming up, this is very special, the six-hour Mike Shelley Marathon. WFMU, East Orange.
I hate WFMU's music a lot.